This is URN.
So this article from BBC News, it shows a leaflet that was distributed by the East Sussex County Council, and it's them trying to stop children from missing days at school. And their leaflet has caused a lot of backlash and controversy. The slogan on the leaflet says, "Get a grip," and it depicts a hair grip. And it says things like, "There's no good reasons for missing school," and "There's threats for children who parents take them on holiday during term time," and "There's threats of fines," and things like that. So it's just quite a strict and, yeah, quite almost, some would say, aggressive leaflet that is sent to parents who, if their child has missed more than 3 days of school and in a term time, so their aim is to get 95% attendance rates. So say if a child had a stomach bug, and you wouldn't necessarily think that you had to get a doctor's note, because you don't normally go to the doctors if you're throwing up. But what I was always told was 48 hours away from school, so you don't pass on the illness. But say if a child got this twice in a term, their parent would get this leaflet saying, "There's no good reason for your child to miss days at school. And, you know, if they miss a considerable amount, there might be fines or punishment." So my questions for the panel is, do you think that this is too strict a stance, and that it's maybe an attack on parents who are just trying to do the best for their child by making sure that they're not going to school ill?
I wouldn't say it's so much strict. I'd say it's aggressive. I think there's get a grip implies that there's a, it's arguably the parents' fault.
Yeah.
Or there's kind of malice in not making your child go to school. If your child's ill, to then say "get a grip" implies they're a bad parent, because, you know, they're making their child susceptible to illness, which is unfair.
I think it's up to the parent as to how they would, like, is their choice and it's their child. I mean, obviously, to an extent, if they're missing weeks and weeks, then, you know. But then you have, I think there's a lot of pressure being put on kids, and it's getting younger and younger ages, and I feel like there's a less of a emphasis now on health, be it mental or physical, and their child's health, and there's more so on education. I think education's important, like, don't get me wrong, I think it's great, but I think if your kid's in bed and throwing up or got some sort of illness, you don't want to pass that on to other children, as you said.
Yeah.
And there should be more of an emphasis on making sure that they're okay in themselves as a person, and not, you know, dying.
So would you say that you agree with the statement from the council statesman that said that a child missing even one day of school has an impact on their education and on the educational prospects of the rest of the class, as the teacher will have to catch them up on the things that they've missed? And do you think that agrees with counteracts what you said about too much pressure being put on children, and especially in like primary education, when you wouldn't necessarily think that missing one day is going to harm them?
Well, not, I mean, I don't think for a day at all. I mean, people miss school for all sorts of reasons, and they miss big chunks of school as well. And they, you know, you're especially at primary education, once you've got past basic arithmetic and literacy, I think, you know, it's, you can catch up. And I know that the teacher can take them to one side in a break time or something like that. It doesn't have to have a big effect on all the kids. And I think it's having a bigger effect if half that class is wiped out with tonsillitis, some sort of illness that could have been avoided by a couple of days off.
That's a good point, actually. It's kind of the lesser of two evils, is it? One child doesn't go to school, or like half the class
doesn't go to school.
So do you guys think that "get a grip" with a picture of a hair clip there might have maybe a sexist connotation there?
Yeah, that's a good point. You'd think that appears to be aimed more at mums and mothers, I would say, than fathers.
Exactly, and I was thinking it makes girls look, it would imply girls are a little weak, because if you've got the term "get a grip" below what I didn't even know was called a grip, I read that as a hair clip, and then "get a grip" was just an aggressive statement. So I think what it kind of implies, exactly. I think one it's kind of in itself quite a very centered thing towards women, that towards mothers and towards
women will put that connection together quicker.
Exactly, and it would carry the implication then that women are the sole carers of children, which is offensive to both men and women, because if one, it implies that women are solely responsible and to it degrades any kind of primary caregiving father. Would you say that that's deliberate, that that might actually be an intentional thing?
I mean, to an extent, with mothers are you more so doing the school run and more so packing for their kids, and so I feel like they're just trying to target their majority audience, but I do feel like it's still a very offensive way of doing it, and I think it's a very, as you said, aggressive way of doing it.
Yeah, I don't think it's too far away from saying man up, basically. I don't know if I read that too much into that, but I think that you're not alone in your kind of anger at this. There's been a petition against it, and already it's got 6,500 signatures for which for East Sussex, like a single county council, is a lot of signatures. So I think that a lot of people have taken this the wrong way, and it could be seen that I don't know if they meant to have the kind of derogatory connotations to this, but it seems that in a way they just haven't really thought through the campaign, and what they aim to do is to encourage people to go to school, and what it's actually done is angered the parents and made them feel like they can't make the decision about their child's well-being.
This is URN.